Back here on today's Laidlaw Radio Sports page, we're catching up with Central College men's soccer coach Gary Laidlaw after the conclusion of their season. Coach, looking at it on paper, I know that there's going to be just a touch of disappointment because you just missed out on the American Rivers Conference tournament, but overall, a really good 2023 fall season. What can you say about the year that your guys just had?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's some disappointment that we didn't make the tournament this year. At the same time, we couldn't be more optimistic for the future. I think we progressed really well this year. We won four more games than last year. I think all but one of our conference losses was by a goal. And so, yeah, we feel like we're right there. And even right till the death yesterday, you know, we had a 1-0 lead with about 22 minutes to go against the eventual league champion, Loras. And they got a PK to equalize and then scored on just a cracking shot with about 2.5 minutes left. And, you know, those are the breaks in the game of soccer. And but we were right there. And so that really feeds us with optimism going forward.
Well, and you kind of touch on that. I mean, there's obviously you have to balance out that, you know, when you look at it, this is a young squad and a lot of different underclassmen getting opportunities. And you talk about the excitement and the optimism moving forward, seeing how they performed against the league champs in Loras on Tuesday and nearly took down the league champs to clinch a spot in the conference tournament. What truly is that optimism like for you guys as the coaching staff, seeing just how close you are to being one of the top teams in the American Rivers Conference?
Yeah, well, I think if you look at the conference as a whole, right, you've got essentially eight teams that were still alive going into the last game of the season. I think the teams were separated by a game to a game and a half in total, and nothing had been settled in terms of placement and seeding and all those things. So it couldn't be any closer right now than what it is. And yeah, so we are close in that regard. And yet, you know, we realistically, we know that while we took a pretty big step forward this year, there were times in the season that we took a couple of steps back. And that's part of the learning process. And I think the optimism really comes from the fact that we often started with 6 to 7 underclassmen on the pitch this year. And sometimes we had 8 or 9 total underclassmen in the match. So really excited about that. I think we scored maybe 11 goals and conceded 10 in conference play this year. So I think that just shows not only how well we did defensively, but how tight things really are going forward. So, and then finally, I would add that we had a freshman that tied for the league lead in game-winning goals in conference, and I think he's tied for third overall in points. So Nolan Piedemonte's got a bright future ahead of him here. And then I think we have a number of other players that might not get those accolades, but I think have really forged the future for us.
You mentioned some of those guys who have forged the future and have provided some of this optimism. If you don't mind just telling us a few of those guys and what it is about them that has you really excited about the future of Central men's soccer as you try to get back into the American Rivers Conference tournament next season.
Yeah, well, I think our entire back line was really solid all year. Again, looking at the goals against and that type of thing. Three of them, again, underclassmen, Alejo Marcon, Spencer Taylor, Tristan Vasquez, all have still 2 years remaining here. And, you know, with their maturity, not just physically, but emotionally on the pitch and going through these kind of battles that we did this year, I think that only gives us, like I say, great optimism, you know, going forward. In the midfield, we had Jack Hillis start and play many minutes this year. And he's a guy who's great on the ball, connects the play through the midfield. And so, yeah, I think just more examples of that are what we have to look forward to.
And unfortunately, with the end of every season comes the loss of some seniors and some graduates. And, you know, that's never a fun time to say goodbye to those guys from your teams. You welcome them into the real world beyond college a little bit. But, you know, it's never fun. What can you say about the group of seniors that you had this year? Not a lot of seniors, but some pretty impactful ones from the sounds of it.
Yeah, I think we had 8 in total, and 2 to 3 of them played regularly in a lot of minutes. But I think, you know, to have a successful team, or at least one that showed the kind of improvements that we did this year, that doesn't happen without great leadership. And I think that leadership ran right through the entire senior class this year. And as we talked about with them after the match yesterday, what they've given us on the field and off the field is gonna carry us forward for years to come. And you know, they've done everything they can, like I say, on and off the pitch during those times. And we as a coach and staff will have their back now for the rest of their lives, because obviously this experience goes far beyond the pitch and far beyond the 4 years that they've given us. So we're just really excited about what they're going to do in their communities, in their professions moving forward. And I think what they gave us, you know, within the team this year is a great example of why I'm, you know, confident they will do great things going forward.
We're confident they'll do great things going forward too. Now kind of transitioning back, looking at next year, one thing that's really exciting is you bring a lot of guys back who got a lot of good college experience this year, and you're going to bring in some new guys who will kind of help supplement what you already have. You know, beginning that process of bringing those guys in, I'm sure it's already begun and probably already started during the season, but what's kind of the level of excitement you have with recruiting and kind of helping supplement the squad that you just finished the year with?
Yeah, well, without being able to give away the details this early in the process, we are excited with the pool of players that are in the mix with us right now, and we've already had a few verbal commitments. So, guys that I think are going to be able to come in as well and be able to challenge and help us out right away. So that's really exciting, and I have to say, you know, in getting players like that and proving we're squad, I think it... I must mention that our staff is doing a great job right now. So Paulios Palopoulos is in his second year. You know, he's doing a lot of work behind the scenes, and his recruiting efforts, I think, are paying off. And Zach and Doug as well are just a great support network for us. And we've got that sort of continuity now within that staff. And, really excited. So I want to make sure that... Yeah, I mentioned them because I think they deserve a lot of credit for where we are and where we're going.
Coach Laidlaw, thanks for letting us catch up with you today, and best of luck through the recruiting process and trying to get back to the American Rivers Conference Tournament next season.
No problem. Thanks, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was catching up with Central College men's soccer coach Gary Laidlaw here on today's Lately Radio Sports page.